Welcome to Milk in the Morning. I'm Stuart McMillan. In studio today, we do have Aaron Rich, nutrition educator at the St. Louis Area Dairy Council, right?
Yes.
Did I get the area?
St. Louis District.
St. Louis, that's right.
Yeah.
Doesn't area go in there someplace? Or is it district?
District.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, well, you know. We could start over. Start again. False start, 10-yard penalty. Wrong sports season. Again, Aaron Rich is in studio today, nutrition educator.
Yes.
With the, let me get it right. Oh, it's not even on this paper. That's not even going to help me. St. Louis District Dairy Council.
You got it.
St. Louis.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, you brought in all kinds of goodies. What'd you bring us today?
Today, I brought you guys some different flavors of milk, and I brought in some cheese cubes.
Different flavors of milk?
Yeah,
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, there's chocolate milk in
there's
there.
There's chocolate
in
there?
Yeah, and there's white milk. And then I brought in some different flavors of yogurt and some cheese cubes, too.
Cheese cubes.
Yes.
Those are all great snacks.
Yes.
And I'm so glad you brought that. You know, during the holiday season, and that's pretty much all year long here. It's
right.
Just one big holiday at KJFF. But during the holiday season, everybody graciously makes all kinds of goodies and amazing little, you know, chocolates and fudge and all this stuff.
The good stuff.
It's amazing. Okay. They bring it in on trays, and they just set it in our break room and say, yeah, thank you for doing what you do here. You know, it's such a great thing. However, but, and those people are listening right now, just, you did not listen to me right now. There's like nothing ever healthy in any of that stuff. So how great it is and how lovely it is to have the gifts and to be appreciated, having milk and cheese cubes from time to time doesn't hurt either.
It's a good way to get in some healthy snacks and help kind of tide you over from meal to meal.
So what am I drinking? Well, I'm drinking milk right now,
right.
Obviously.
White milk.
But what am I drinking it out of?
That is a tumbler, a cup, and it says Milk the Real Deal on it, which is what we're promoting this month for June Dairy Month. It's kind of our campaign is Milk the Real Deal.
Ah.
Yes.
And you graciously brought in
T-shirts.
T-shirts,
too, yeah.
We're matching on the air.
We are. We look like
nobody
a team.
Can tell. Yeah, yeah. Nobody can tell on the radio, but
we have matching T-shirts on.
We
right
do
now.
Have matching T-shirts on, and we'll be famous here in a little while, right?
So, we'll put it on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/
really?
As STL Dairy Council.
Working in your bathroom anytime
yes.
soon?
Yeah. It will also be the picture in our backsplash.
Lovely backsplash. No, this is really cool. Thanks for bringing all this stuff in.
Of course.
Really appreciate it. Milk the Real Deal.
Yes.
Explain that campaign.
Yes. For June Dairy Month, we are celebrating dairy and milk and, of course, the farmers who are contributing to the economy and our health, but we're also including in there this campaign that says milk is the real deal. Nutritionally, it is irreplaceable in our diet. And there are some misnomers out there. The dairy section is filled with foods, and not all of them are technically dairy. So this is what we're encouraging is milk the real thing for a lot of reasons, and the most importantly is the nutrition in it.
So you're telling me, when I go to the grocery store and I go to the dairy section, there are things in the dairy section that are not dairy.
Right. There are beverages that are labeled milk that are technically not from cows, so they're technically not milk.
So it ain't real.
No, most of those are plant-based products made from nuts or soy or hemp-based products, and they don't have the nutrition that milk has.
You didn't bring in the list of names that we can bash on the
radio. No. We're definitely not bashing anything, more so just kind of celebrating dairy and the nutrition in it. Because when you look at those alternatives, they do not have the essential nutrients that milk has. They don't have most, one of the hot topics in nutrition right now is protein. And on average, those beverages have about 1 gram of protein per serving, where milk has 8 grams of high quality protein. You would have to have 8 glasses of one of those alternative beverages to get what you get out of 1 glass of milk in the protein department.
Or even worse, go somewhere else where there's a lot of protein in something and also a lot of bad stuff.
Right, exactly. There's a lot of other products and supplements out there that you don't know what you're getting out of it. So milk, you know what's in it, you know it's natural, and it's a great source of protein. And another benefit of it is kind of your pocketbook. On average, milk is about 19 cents a cup, which is a great bargain considering the nutrients and the protein and the high quality nutrition you're getting out of it, where some of these alternatives are double they're about 38, 39 cents a cup, and you're getting 1 gram of protein and a really long list of ingredients that are stabilizers and flavorings and things that aren't natural.
Hips don't, I mean, the numbers don't lie. Do they?
they don't. And that's something that's really important right now, too, is being economical with your nutrition choices.
Well, I've gotten pretty much halfway through this Milk the Real Deal Turvis type cup here.
Yes.
And so I plan on finishing it.
Good.
By the end of the segment. So.
One serving.
Chug.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. Actually, that's the name of our little cow here, Chug.
Chug.
I'm naming her Chug.
That's a good name.
So tell us, you brought us a little figurine.
Yes, it's a stress cow. We have some of these.
A stress cow.
It's soft like a stress ball, but it's in the shape of a cow. It's pretty cute. And we bring them to some teachers in schools or some events just to, it's a fun way to promote dairy.
Now, it's okay. Your bosses aren't listening, so how stressful is your job?
I haven't gotten to stress out on a cow yet, so it's not too stressful.
Milk! Yeah, that would drive you crazy or something? I don't know.
No, I haven't.
Would mad cow disease involved? No.
No, I haven't used one yet. All
right,
just kind of sitting happily.
Chug is the name of our little cow here. That's going to sit on my microphone for the rest of the program. So, and there used to be a band called Chug from Festus. So, it's full circle.
It's really, ties in a lot of areas there.
It really does. So we did talk about some of those alternatives that, to just stick with the real thing.
Yes, the real deal. And, milk, it does promote our bone health. It reduces your risk of osteoporosis, but it also helps reduce your risk of heart disease and high blood pressure as well, which are things a lot of Americans suffer from. On average, Americans are getting in about 2 servings of dairy a day, and the recommendation for ages 9 and above is 3. So adding in 1 serving there, slice of cheese on your sandwich, an extra glass of milk with your radio interview, or a yogurt with a snack, something like a smoothie in the morning. You could top a baked potato or fruit salad with yogurt instead of some other options out there. It's a great way to get your 3rd serving in and really help get all those nutrition benefits from meeting your recommendations.
Hey, I like it. I like a chug with my interview here. But I will say this, that milk is probably the worst thing for you. I know it's tough to say that during this segment, but that let me add this. I didn't complete my thought. It's the worst thing for you when you're talking on the air. Because it's like, because it actually leaves a layer of film on your tongue, and it's really tough to pronounce anything. So if I slur some words here in the next couple of minutes, I haven't been drinking whiskey. It's just milk.
It's just milk, I haven't spiked it.
No. Spiked milk. Hey, be careful. Those kiddos will catch on. Anything that's hip. Hey, spiked milk. Let's do it.
No,
don't do that. We're not promoting that. Let's talk about lactose intolerance, because that's obviously a major issue. We've heard it about in the news recently even. Some people are saying, I'm just never going to drink milk again. I'm never going to do dairy again. Are there ways that people can still have a dairy intake but being lactose intolerant?
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we promote with Milk the Real Deal, too, is you don't need any of those alternative milks necessarily if you're lactose intolerant. A lot of people who are lactose intolerant can actually tolerate dairy products just in smaller amounts, starting with maybe 4 ounces or half a serving at a time, and having it with food helps you tolerate it much, much better. And then you could gradually work up to maybe tolerating 6 ounces at a time. There are other dairy foods out there too, like cheese and yogurt, that are much lower in lactose, that are much better tolerated by people who are lactose intolerant. And then finally, in that dairy section, something that is dairy is lactose-free milk. It still comes from a cow. It still has all of those naturally occurring nutrients in them, but it just doesn't have the lactose, so it's much better tolerated.
There you go. Lactose.
Yes.
It can be dangerous for some people, can be harmful for those that can't have it go into their system, but you say you can build up a kind of immunity to it?
Well, everybody has a different amount of lactose or lactase, the enzyme that breaks down that sugar in milk that some people don't tolerate.
Okay.
So if you give yourself less, doing smaller amounts, your body may tolerate that better, and then you kind of can work up a little bit more at a time. You kind of ease into it, but always having it with food is a good way to make sure that your body uses it much better. It's not the only thing going into your digestive tract.
So milk substitutes, are they a good idea for those that have these kinds of problems?
Nutritionally, they don't really stack up. I would definitely recommend a lactose-free milk.
So it's still better to go to the milk stuff than it would be the alternatives, even if you you know, you have this lactose intolerance.
Right, because there are the options that don't even have the lactose in them, but still all those nutrients. Something that's important to know is with those alternative beverages, they have nutrients that it's fortified with nutrients, which mean they don't naturally have them. It's added to it in processing. For example, calcium. A lot of these alternatives aren't a natural source of calcium, where milk, it is a natural source of calcium. It actually provides calcium for 70% of the diet in Americans. So our body absorbs and utilizes naturally occurring calcium much better than something that has been fortified with calcium. So we use it better, too.
I drink milk all the time. So it's always in my house. I have no problems getting to the full cup of serving or the full servings for a day. I'm sure I'm meeting that.
Yes.
Because we go through milk pretty good. And my son, at 3 years old, he's chugging it.
Good.
So he'll like chugs.
Good. Here.
Maybe chugs would be a better
chugs,
name.
Chugs. That's a good name, too. And for kids that age, 2 and 3 year olds, the recommendation is 2 servings a day. For 4 to 8 year olds, it's 2.5. And then that 9 and above is 3. So that's a good way to kind of measure where everybody's at.
So the real deal, we need to get involved, right?
Yes. You can find out a lot more about what we're doing this month if you go to our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. We have a lot of information on the nutrition benefits of milk, but also what we're doing out in the community this month. And then we've got a Facebook page. It is Facebook.
We're going to be famous on.
Yes. Facebook.com/STL Dairy Council.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for coming in today and bringing all the goodies in and keeping us healthy. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
That's Aaron Rich from the St. Louis District Dairy Council here on AM 1400 KJFF. I got my station right, too. That's
yes.
Good. And this has been Milk in the Morning. Before we go, next month is
Ice Cream Month.
July ice cream month.
Is Ice Cream Month. So we got a lot of dairy celebration all summer.
Tune in next month, first Monday of the month. We're going to be talking about ice cream.
Yes.
So that should be good stuff. All right. This has been Milk in the Morning. It's over now.